Bobby, this is Ken. That is a Fendi fact. I'm with the 100 max. Oh, this is
Hello everyone, and welcome to my special takeover of Shko Folk. This is usually Luke's show, but he couldn't make it, so I'm subbing. My name's Andres, and I usually host Andres' Late Night Delights on Fridays at 11 p.m. And what you just heard was Funk Type R from Vape Error off of his latest release, Radiant Racer, which is really solid. Y'all should check it out for sure if you like electronic music like at all, or like video game inspired music. It's a true banger for sure. He's such a talented guy, really. Like, definitely check him out. And up next, we have a little bit of Blade, a little bit of Bladey. That Thing You Do featuring Yuli K off of Red Light, which I just listened to in full recently. And honestly, I think like Blade albums are pretty hit or miss. I like Blade quite a bit, even though I don't think he's that consistent. I actually saw him live with the rest of Drain Gang at Paradise Rock Club not too long ago, and that was wild. But yeah, let's get into it. That Thing You Do, really the only non-explicit song that I really like off of Red Light. So since it is before 10 p.m., I can't really play anything too wild on here. So just going to stick with this one. And yeah, let's get into it. Also, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Forgot to mention that. But yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into some Drain Gang. So that was That Thing You Do by Blade featuring Yuli K off of Red Light, as I mentioned. And up next we have a song that I got into like a while back. I don't even remember when I discovered this, probably like 2019 or so. Maybe 2018 at the very earliest, but I doubt it. We'll see. This one's called Break It by Getty off of this compilation album called Generation 6. I have a soft spot for it because this was when I was like nostalgic for Dance Dance Revolution type music, and I didn't really know what to call it. And then I stumbled across, what did I stumble across? I think it was Tanuki. Tanuki, his music, because he did a couple feature funk EPs, and he usually does like electronic stuff, which is what he's doing now for the most part. And he did a little bit of some like happy hardcore J-core. And he was actually featured on this album right here, Generation 6, which is like a series of J-core compilations. And I looked into it, and this album is honestly, like, near flawless. There's, like, one mediocre song. But it's, like, really good. It's really, really good. And right here, Break It, this one's one of the wilder ones for sure. It's a banger. It's by Geddy. So we'll just get into it. Hope you'll enjoy. This is Break It by Geddy. Flawless. What else needs to be said? So, that was Break It by Geddy. Absolute banger off of Generation 6. My personal favorite. I haven't listened to that many Generations, honestly. I should, though. But, yeah. This is a classic for me. Came out in 2017. Okay, I might have discovered it around then. I don't remember. It's like my journey into like getting into music was, I don't know, it was very interesting, to say the least. But up next we have another electronic song. This time I'm gonna go back in time to 2008 to listen to Gay Dentists by Monsieur Roiseau, and this is a French artist, as you can tell by his name. And I discovered this one from like a video essay from this YouTuber I watched, Pat Chennington, and this is like his favorite album of all time, so I decided to check it out. And it's definitely a little off-putting on first listen, especially if you're not into like experimental kind of stuff, but I think Gay Dentist is, if I remember, one of the more accessible ones, but I don't really recall. I haven't listened to this in a minute, but yeah, I listened to it again and it definitely clicked more. And while it's definitely not my favorite album of all time, I can see why someone would enjoy it so much. So I hope y'all enjoy this. This is Gay Dentists by Monsieur Roiseau.
What's good? We're in the studio.
Yes, sir. We have special guest Dan with us.
I'm here in the studio.
We're cooking up in the stew. You already know.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
What's up?
We just played Gay Dentist by Monsieur Oiseau. That's what you just heard.
Lovely.
It's kind of a banger.
Amazing.
And up next, we're gonna take it into a more housey direction. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go with this super obscure side project from a future funk producer, I think. I think that's how I discovered this. This one's called "Off My Face" by Hot Tub Boys.
Okay.
They took it off Spotify, so I have to go to Bandcamp for this.
As real music.
real music for real radio. You already
exactly.
know. So yeah, this is kind of like a cool little house tune. I don't know. I like it, so I'm gonna play it. You know, in typical WMFO fashion. So let's just get into it.
Let's get into it.
Yes, sir.
Drunk, I was calling Morocco, man, calling, trying to get to the hotel. Well, go to that Tangier, Casablanca, and that's pathetic, man. Is that what you want to do with your life? Suck the whole peppermint schnapps and try to call Morocco at 2 in the morning? That's senseless.
Alright, so that was Off My Face by Hot Tub Boys.
Lovely.
We almost got Kevin on air, but we didn't.
That's a shame.
Oh wait, he's calling me back. He's calling me back. Yo, you trying to be on air? Yo.
No swearing.
No swearing. You have to be a good boy.
What do I say?
Whatever you want. Give someone a shout out, you know?
Get the feedback back. I want to hear the feedback. There we go. Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, hello. Am I on there yet?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hey, yo.
This is Kevin.
This is Kev from Trem. Shout out to Andres and that's for the most recent post on Instagram.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the Death Grips.
Death Grips. Oh yeah. Sure.
Yes, sir.
They're back online.
Yes, sir.
What's their new gimmick gonna be?
I don't know.
Because it's not gonna be Death Grips is online anymore. They need a new gimmick. What's it gonna be? Ooh, ooh, let's go. That's what it's all about.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Kevin. We appreciate you. Oh, this is Dan.
Yeah, Dan's on air.
Hi, Dan. This is Kevin.
What's happening, Kevin?
Okay, cool. See you, dude.
All right, see you, man. Shout out, Kevin.
Doing ASMR now.
Oh, yeah. No, that's too aggressive. That's too aggressive.
I really like the guys who do like harsh noise ASMR.
Those guys are wild.
Because I love harsh noise.
Of course.
Actually, not even joking.
Some Merzbow.
Absolutely. Merzbow.
Merzbow. So we're gonna get into some. I don't know. I'm gonna switch up the vibes. Get to an artist that I've been playing quite a bit this year. I'm pretty sure you can probably guess it's. It's Arca. We're gonna play some Bullet Chained from Zen.
Lovely.
Cool song. So we'll just hop right into it. Let's go. So that was Bullet Chained by Arca off of Zen.
Amazing.
Really, really good. Such a good album, too.
One of the best around.
For real.
For real.
For real, for real. And up next, this is the song I was just like scrolling through my playlist, and I was like, I haven't heard this in a long time, so why not? This is Animal Noises by Baba Doobie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Nice little tune, very agreeable song off of our extended play. And yeah, I haven't listened to any of the singles from her new album, but I think I'll listen to it when it drops. So let's just get into it. Some good and nice feel-good indie pop or whatever. Let's go.
I'm still afraid of the dark, but mornings are scarier. 'Cause when I'm awake, I spend half of my day wondering what to do. I'll miss the 9 a.m. train, 'cause I slept through my alarm again. Forgetting to eat is affecting my sleep, but I guess that's just part of the trend.
Nice little tune right there. Yeah. I think we're gonna pick it up a little bit. We're gonna get into some Make Believe by Caricature Bonito.
Nice.
Yeah. I think this is one of the first songs I liked off of Time and Place for sure.
It's a fucking great track, you know?
Yeah. Absolute tune right here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. UK's finest.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
So yeah, we're just gonna get into it.
Let's hear it.
Let's go.
Thank you.
That language is not appropriate for the radio. Not appropriate for the radio.
It's not English. It's not even English.
What even is that?
You know that video, that audio of like the German kid. Ooh, I got Fortnite und Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
It's like the evil version of that. It's a British.
Nobody's
kid.
British.
I have a calypso and it's minging, and then he smashes it.
Say minion.
Minging.
Minging.
It means gross and
oh. Incredible, incredible. And how about you talk to us about this request of yours?
I'm really into shitty Europop as of late. It scratches an itch.
I'll give you that one.
It's really hypnagogic in a sense. Nostalgic in a really horrible way, which is why I like it. And like, it doesn't even sound bad. It's just very cheesy and antiquated, but in a way that I think I really love in this state that I'm in right now. Really? So we have one of the classics coming up. We have Stereo Love.
Banger. All-timer.
All-timer. Yeah, you're going to recognize it. I don't even know the artist's name, but you will recognize the song.
All right. And with that, let's get into it.
Stereo Love.
Absolutely legendary.
Randy Travis. Before the appearance of Red, people didn't think twice about drinking and driving. Well, all that has changed now. More and more people are getting hip to the fact that friends don't let friends drink and drive. Choose a designated driver and have a safe and happy holiday season.
You've never seen an angel.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Nice. So,
has anyone else seen that New Zealand drunk driving PSA video? It can't be the only one.
I don't know.
It's so
not
awesome.
Familiar with
That's
it.
So awesome.
Yeah, you're gonna have to show me after.
It's one where he's like at a party, and they all sound very New Zealand. They have very thick New Zealand.
It's on here.
No, it's like a video on YouTube. Oh, mate. I gotta go hug, mate, but I'm drunk, mate. I can't ever see me. Oh, wicked, or some shit.
You're gonna have to show me that. I need to see that. But thank you for playing that classic. And shout out Romania, shout out Moldova.
JV, pull up a map of toilet ownership in Romania.
Oh my god. This reminds me of the time I did DMT.
Chimpanzee, guys, face off.
Terrible. We're not turning into Joe Rogan.
I think it's funny because he's literally just like, I saw this one post and it's so accurate. He's like the Central Asian like steppe warrior who like conquers areas and has like men of science explain the earth to him, and he sits there like barbaric. What science men said, they come because the sun god. Why is this? Some shit.
that is accurate.
Just an oaf, yeah. And that's why so many Americans resonated with him.
That's true. He needs to be stopped, though.
Absolutely.
He needs to be stopped before he can rot someone else's brain. But speaking of a brain rot, this one kind of melts my brain. This one's Bath Salts by Blank Banshee.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I recently listened to Blank Banshee Zero for the first time. For the first time in full.
That's crazy.
I know. When I was in like middle, early high school, I would like try to listen to albums all the way through, but in school. And then I would never get through the whole thing because I would like class would always end or something. And I would always restart the album for some reason.
Oh my god.
So I just like never got to it until now.
Remember
but,
all the Blank Banshee Simpson wave edits?
But this one like doesn't even sound like Vaporwave, which is crazy.
This one's amazing.
Bath Salts goes crazy though.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's go. So yeah, this one definitely doesn't really fit with the album, but it kind of does at the same time. So let's just get into it. You'll hear for yourself.
Thank you.
So that was Bath Salts by Blank Banshee.
Let's go.
Crazy, crazy song. So spooky. But now we're going to go into some like actual sort of vaporwavy stuff. It's only like a minute and a half long, but it's a vibe. This one's called Desire by 18 Karat Affair.
Ooh, that's good.
That one time I played this at like a Melisma meeting. And then someone was like, yo, is that 18 Karat Affair? And I was like, what the hell, man? How do you know this?
Damn.
I was like, how do you know this? Sorry, and he was just like, yeah, I just know this. I'm like, what?
Give it a shout out to them.
It's so weird. Shout out Soham for recognizing Desire by 18 Karat Affair at Melisma that one time.
Well,
I think where did I find this? I think there's this one like mobile game that whose soundtrack is like just vaporwave songs, and this might have been on there. I forget. But this is a vibe. Let's just get to it. Yes, sir. The song's too short.
I know.
Yeah.
That's an iconic track, though.
That's true.
Everyone
that's true.
Recognizes that little one.
of course. Yeah. Vibe. So I think we're gonna transition into some K-pop. I've got lined up Lady by Yubin.
Well, that's good.
I found this off of some like random YouTube video that was like how to make future funk, and then they just like sampled this song, which is kind of funny.
Let's hear it, though.
Yeah, this is a vibe. I forget what... I think Yubin was, like, part of a group. Then she's doing her own thing now.
She is.
So, yeah. This is a cool little, like, retro-inspired song. So let's get into it.
Let's go.
I'm gonna 거리 시간을 냈잖아. 무주한 이 도시는 그대 기다려주지 않는 법 아직 모르겠나요 baby 오 그대가 날 지나쳐간대도 난 신경 쓰지 않아 Boy I don't care 내 나를 못 만나 안달난 남자 아주 많아 그러니까 서둘러줘요 난 바쁜 숙녀 있잖아 이게 뭔가요 이럴 거면 가요 자꾸 또 제대가 저 뒤로 물러날걸 두고두고 하게 just go with some 차가운 내 표정이 덩시가 난가도 있는데 정말 답답하네요 baby 오 그대가 날 지나쳐간대도 난 신경 쓰지
You actually thought I was serious?
No.
Okay, good. I'll make it.
I heard a snippet of we're talking about Dua Lipa by Jack Harlow, by the way.
Yeah.
I heard a snippet of it before it dropped, and it was like,
Dua Lipa. I was trying to.
It sounded better than like anything than any single he dropped before.
Dua Lipa's response to it.
She was like, I guess it's okay. It's your song.
She hated it. She
100%.
She hated it. As she should.
Yeah, I heard it was like really, really mid.
First Class, the song
First Class.
That's one of the worst fucking songs I've yeah. It's just like not even like horrible, it's just the most aggressively boring mid song.
Yeah, it's super mid.
It's mid to like an aggressive degree where it pisses me off. It's more than like, a bad song would.
Yeah, he's like trying so hard to be like agreeable and
that's horrible. I hate it so much.
It is quite bad.
They should have never gave these white boys samples.
He has a couple decent songs, I'll give him that. But, like, this album, I don't know. I haven't heard anything very compelling from it. At least from what I heard. You know? But we're kind of running out of time. So, I'm going to try to sneak this song in. It's called Flashback by Mama Kiss. They're a Thai group. Very cool. And, to close it out, this has been Andres and Dan.
Let's go.
On WMFO 91.5 in Medford. Let's go. Bye-bye. Listen to my show. And Dan's.
Listen to my show.
Yeah.
You
1 a.m. Friday and 11 p.m. Friday.
Yep.
Let's get it.
สะท้อนมันย้อนกลับมา บลงในสายตาของเธอเริ่มไม่ค่อยซึ้งกับฉันเท่าไรเอาเข้าแล้วนะใครๆได้พูดอะไรจากหัวใจเอ๊ยแล้วภาพก็เริ่มตัดไปที่เผลอไปคงไม่ชัดก็ให้ไม่ได้ยิน